never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. You pussies can't get booked outside America for Nan. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. Backstage. Take no chain off of us. How the fuck you big stepping with a size 7 man's on? This the part with the bite, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. Cause Top told you drop it, give me 50 likes of push-ups. Cool, your last one brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say drop, you better drop and give them 50. Pip squeak, pipe down, you ain't in no big three. SZA got you wiped down, Travis got you wiped down, Savage got you wiped down. Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now. And you gon' feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to add this talk with your ass, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike then and Mike now. What the fuck is this, a 20v1, nigga? What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. Get more love in a city that you run, nigga. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga.
We are back with another one with the Unprivileged Drinkers. Taste Testers for the Hood.
But Suburban Safe.
I appreciate that. So, what we came in with, like, shocked the world for real, for real. Drake dropped today. You fucked these niggas up for real, for real. What y'all feel about it so far?
That shit is fire.
I'm liking it. I'm liking this. This is what we asked for. Drake delivered. I want to see how far this goes now. You know, I'm excited for this.
For sure.
Very excited.
Chops, you got some quick words you want to say?
Oh yeah, I'm excited.
We're gonna talk more about it in a minute, but before we do that,
keep going now.
Let's do some introductions. I'm Dirty, the dirtiest motherfucker alive. To my left, we got.
There's your captain speaking. To my left.
Dank, a.k.a. Pooty. Oh. And to my left.
There you go.
I'm just a guy on the board.
I almost got left. You just pushed the buttons, right? I almost got left, though.
That's my bad.
I'm the guy that pushed the buttons. That's it.
So, Unk couldn't be with us this week. Slime couldn't be with us this week. But we still wanted to get on here and give our viewpoint of a couple things that happened within the last few days.
Fuck the few days.
But, like, before we get there, like, fully, though, we got to, like, backtrack and talk about everything that happened that led to this point. Well, not everything. Like, we know, like, they've sent shots at each other for years. Yeah. They don't really fuck with each other. But before we get into, like, what dropped today, we got to talk about Cole. Hmm. You can't get here without talking about Cole.
Yeah.
So, for everybody who doesn't know, Kendrick dropped a song taking shots at Cole Drake. Cole decided to respond. It was a good, like, jab, I would say. Like, don't say too much. I don't want to do too much to you. You my man. Just chill. A few days after that, Cole went on Dreamville stage and decided to apologize. Bitch. I can't even express how much that shit, like,
hurt you.
Like, it just didn't sit well with me. Like, I feel like we come from an era where rap beefs, even if they become, like, more than rap, it was, like, a badge of honor to talk your shit and back your shit up. Mm-hmm. For you to walk back that shit, especially after all the shit that you talk about people on a regular basis, about how you're the best alive and you'll wash anybody that tries to step up and, like, take his crown, and you apologize? Just doesn't sit right with me. How about y'all?
Maybe he just didn't want to deal with doing dirty.
But how does that make sense? It's rap. It's competition. This is what you're supposed to do. And you, but you talk about doing it all the time.
I don't think he's done. I don't think it's over.
Cole?
Yeah.
So what do you think happens?
You think it's over?
For him, it's over. He's not. I feel like he meant what he said. He's not responding. He's going to take himself out of the equation.
He slept well for last 10 years.
Yeah.
Because he don't beef with niggas, right?
Yeah. He's
Is that hip hop though?
No, not at all. I'm like, so I'll give my point. My point on the whole, on him, you know, backtracking. I was disappointed. I was upset because the track he did drop, the 7-minute drill joint, it wasn't at the level of Kendrick's diss or Drake's, you know, new diss, but it was a diss. Mm-hmm. It was him, you know, responding to what Kendrick said, and, you know, a little play on words. But, like you said, to get on Dreamville and to get on the stage and then backtrack what you said, it was like, it was a whole move, but it was like, it's on some shit like, it's like a any sports player. If I drop 50, 60, 70 on you, you go on the podium and say, "Well, I ain't mean to do that." Like it's one of those moments.
Don't
like,
make sense.
It don't add up. Like I don't think it's gonna go as far as that. I'm like really like fighting and having to like tote guns and stuff like that. But
thank you,
bro. Stand on what you kept saying for the last couple of years. Nobody can stand with you when just rap shit and all that. Like stand on that. Don't apologize. Like I wasn't feeling that.
So what do we know about J. Cole's, like, you know, maybe like street cred or, you know, what possibly.
He's from North Carolina. He's
not
street cred.
He's not a
do you think that may have, like, played a factor? Like, I'm going to just stand down, like, you know, as to he's not really about that life even if it came to it.
My response is none of them have street cred. They're not street guys.
But outside of, like, having street cred, if I'm telling you on a regular basis, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
And then you tell me, well, nigga, you not. That's and then I say, my apologies.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with street cred. That's just.
That's whole shit. Like Chop said, that's whole shit.
I guess.
You think that has something to do with street cred?
No, I'm just saying, like, if it went there, like, outside of actually, you know, just dissing somebody, maybe he's the lesser man and he ain't about that. I don't fucking know. Like, I mean, it's a reason why he did it. What's the reason you think he actually did that? He stood down.
I think he did it because he knew.
He stood down. I mean, gotta be a reason. We just don't know what the fuck the reason is.
I honestly think he heard Like That before it came out.
Cold because he been working with Metro.
Yeah. Ain't no way you want the second part of the album and didn't hear the first part.
Why do you think that? Like,
I've been to studio sessions. Go listen to this shit right here. People have releases. They play up music for you in the studio.
I get that, but Cole is like friends with Drake. Why would he risk showing Cole some shit with maybe him going back to Drake and saying, yo, like they got some shit for you? Why would you risk that?
Because there's no, what's that word? No casualties at war?
There are casualties at war.
What's the saying? What's the saying? Come on, give me the saying.
I don't even know, but I don't know.
I'm trying to think of what you're trying to say.
It's casualties of war. That's what it is.
Oh, plenty of war.
Plenty of.
So you're saying Cole's a casualty?
Yes. Everybody.
But he made himself a casualty by back stepping what he said.
Yeah.
He didn't become a casualty when Kendrick said something about him.
Everybody
was cool.
Everybody's a pawn. He's a pawn. It was used as a pawn.
Who was used
by
as a pawn?
By who, though?
Like, by both of them.
No.
Yes.
You feel that way?
Yes. He was a pawn.
How?
Future using the porn, have him on the second part of the CD. Drake using the porn, put him on the tour.
But you just said he knew about the song, so he can't be a pawn if he knows
so
about
the
song.
You knew about the song, you still dropped the disc, take the disc back, you apologize, and you take it off streaming services.
Like, we're not like saying that he's not like a weirdo for what he did. It's some whole shit. But what you're saying is he may have known about it or he didn't know about it. I just think we're kind of confused.
I think he knew about it.
All right.
Is this the first time this has ever been done in like
a rapper apologizing?
Yeah, this in a
no Jay-Z apologizing to Nas.
He was made.
He was
by
told.
His mom,
he was
though.
Yeah. He was told to apologize by his mother.
He didn't apologize for Takeover.
So
there.
That's all right. So this is the second time.
But Jay-Z apologized for the second song,
right? And
he ain't got no apologies for Takeover. He ain't got no apologies for the shit that he said. What you gonna do? Be mad at this nigga forever? At some point, you got to move on.
True.
Especially if he big dog, billionaire, you trying to get to where he is, you want that type of status, you got to keep the right friends around. Right. It's a business at the end of the day. And they a lot older, so they think about it differently.
Niggas. I can agree with that. We got Mr. Q here, and he said it's probably about some paper.
I think it's just paper.
What part?
Well, him apologizing?
No, what I'm saying is, they
both made it. They both are very talented. I think to keep an audience attractive to what they're selling, what's the other way of doing it?
Start some shit.
Just think about what I'm saying. They can put out anything and be there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean at this point, now think about it, at this point it's not a financial thing.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. That's it.
So at this point, either rapper could put out anything and they're gonna make money off of it, but it's not interesting anymore. What they're saying is not interested anymore. So you kind of understand what I'm saying?
So you think they both had their way?
No, I'm thinking that one said, you know what, let's start a beef.
Oh, so you think, like, they're behind the scenes orchestrating this whole
absolutely.
Thing?
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
I can't rock with that. They hate each other. They're notorious for not liking each other. Oh, we not, oh, you're talking about Cole. Oh, so you? Oh, yeah. So you saying the same thing? He kind of saying, yeah.
Other situations might be different. You know, some other rappers do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
right.
I think those two guys, they're no offense to all the rappers and other rappers, but they're kind of educated. They're kind of educated rappers. So why would he? What would be the up or down to go in?
The up or down? Well, the up is obviously, well, in my opinion, I feel like it's a ego thing, and it's like a, it's just a competition. Like, all of these guys came up together. We heard about them around the same time. They've all dropped timeless music. I feel like they have at one point or another. Mm-hmm. They've all been called the best by mm-hmm. someone consistently. We've been going through this for years. You call yourselves the best consistently. At some point, it has to come to a head. You can't be the best, and I can't be the best at the same time. Mm-hmm. Someone has to hold the crown. Not necessarily someone has to hold the crown, but when you put yourself in the position they put themselves in, it has to be one of you. It can't be all of you.
Facts.
Oh, which two people are you referring to?
So the big three, which Cole referred to in, first-person shooter,
mm-hmm.
is Kendrick, Cole, Drake. They've all made great music. They all have great verses. They all have, like, committed fan bases, honestly. So, at some point, it's not just going to be buddy-buddy rap all the time. Like, yo, I want to be the best. But the only way for me to be the best is to move you out the way. It has to happen.
You got to beat the champ.
Got to beat the champ.
Knock the champ out. Not just beat him. Knock him out.
But
when has Kendrick ever been called labeled the best, though?
Oh, you don't know Kendrick fans.
Yeah, man.
What, the West Coast dudes?
No, it's just Kendrick fans in general. I'll say this. Well, no, matter of fact, Dink was about to say something. We'll come back to that in a second.
Damn, what was that?
That sound looks
me,
Kendrick fan.
You want to think
he's nice.
I forget. He's really nice. Just go back to what he was saying. I forgot what I was going to say.
So, when Cole dropped, right? For me, I don't like To Pimp a Butterfly.
I
don't like To Pimp a Butterfly. Like, I don't like the sound of it. I don't like the way it was arranged. I don't mm-hmm. like what he was saying on the album, honestly. I just can't fuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
There are droves of people who think that's the best hip-hop album ever. It won a fucking Pulitzer Prize, right? Mm-hmm. That they're gonna use. They got that in the chamber. They think Kendrick is, like, the most amazing person to ever grace a microphone. And not this is not just the West Coast. This is, like,
worldwide.
Europe, like, everywhere in the world, people mm-hmm. think Kendrick is, like, top dog. They think he's him.
That's a bunch of strangers.
But if he got 2 million people thinking the same, if he got 2 million people thinking that about him, it's 2 million people that feel the same way about Drake. It's 2 million people that feel the same way about Cole.
Yep. Yeah.
It matches up. That's why they're the big three.
And the market is different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about 80,000 people got that think that about Big Sean.
Shit.
35 thinking about Wale.
Yeah. Over here, they think
It's crazy. When I was out there, I ain't had nobody banging no Kendrick when I was out there.
All right. So, before we get caught up in the cold part too much, we all say we don't like it. We don't appreciate it. So, Cole drop, Kendrick was still top dog. I'm using air quotes. He said what he said to Drake. Everybody wanted to hear Drake say something. I was on here the last time we recorded saying Drake was a bitch. I didn't think he was going to do anything. In the past, it's shown us that you don't really rap. Like, you rely on the fact that you're Drake to say, I'm the best. You don't really rap with niggas. Like, you pick Meek apart. Push was too up, like, mean to you. He was talking about your friends. You got your issues with T.I., Diddy slap. Like, a bunch of different shit happened to you.
You held a track back from that you claim you had for Kanye.
Like, it's a bunch of different, like, you've done a lot of different shit in your career. With this situation, today we're having conversations about it. This has been an ongoing thing since Kendrick dropped. A leak happened. Mm-hmm. 3 minutes or something like that. It sounded like a leak. People thought it was AI. It didn't sound real at certain points. Pootie.
We haven't taken a drink or a shot yet.
Damn. Conversation.
I know, but we usually acknowledge, you know, while we're talking.
You know what? That's my fault. I intro'd today. Reese usually makes sure the shots happen. I didn't do that. I'm too excited about this rap beef.
I am too.
Let's take a shot to rap. Let's take a shot to hip hop. Let's
take a shot. It's a hip hop. Well, man, you better catch up, player.
What we doing?
I was trying to find something, but it's cool.
It happened too quick.
Yeah, find that shit tomorrow.
It's life.
She said.
Find it.
So this shot is to hip hop being back, I feel like.
Shot
o'clock!
Shot o'clock!
Tap it twice.
Now you may resume.
All right, where was I?
You were talking about the leak.
I remember. So, song leaked. It sounded a little grainy. Everybody thought it was AI. We weren't sure if he actually did it. Mm-hmm. It sound good. The beat was cool. Mm-hmm. Everything about it was like decent, right?
Right.
Maybe 2 or 3 hours later. The official drop sounds more clear. The beat changed a little bit. It sounds like a song. The moment I heard it, it put me back in the feeling of back-to-back. Mm-hmm. Now, for back-to-back, this shit, even today, if you play it in the club, that shit gonna go up.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think, personally, he could do the shit 2 times. I didn't think he could get this same energy out into the world and talking crazy and talking his shit at the same time. I didn't think it could happen twice.
Why not?
Lightning doesn't strike twice.
You didn't think he could do it.
So you think he came up with this? You think he came up with this on his own or somebody wrote it for him?
Ooh, we ain't get there yet.
100%. I don't think I don't think none of them niggas that he's beefing with right now could fuck with his pen. 100%. Now, don't get me wrong, like. Kendrick can definitely rap with him. Cole can definitely rap with him.
Hey, Cole.
They all can rap circles around each other, if you will. But they're top three for a reason. He don't just diss you. He makes everybody sing the shit.
So wasn't somebody writing for him a lot at one point? I mean, I know people like.
So, what? What that is, Drake is a not just a rapper, he's an artist.
Yeah.
So he collaborates with people. Collaborations usually come with reference checks. You sit in the studio with somebody, y'all write a bunch of different words, y'all bounce ideas off of each other. That's what the ghostwriting allegations came from.
Right.
So do I ever think someone wrote
back to back?
Like 4 p.m. Calabasas or Lord Knows or something like that? I don't. I think that's 100% him. But do I think somebody wrote Star 67? Hell yeah. It's very possible. But as far as his pen go, it's probably only 2 niggas that can fuck with him. It's Kendrick and Cole. And today he showed
neither one of them.
He really might be top dog. It might not be a conversation. Until come on. Until Kendrick responds. Because allegedly Kendrick has a response. So back to the story.
It definitely big three.
Not even back to the story. Let's just like get into the song a little bit. Is there any part of the song that we heard from Drake that y'all think is better than the others? Is there anything that stood out to you?
Play a little snippet.
Let's play another snippet.
Play a little snippet.
Put a beat on.
Can you put a beat on?
That's wild.
So I'm going to start from where we stopped at.
This is called Push Ups by Drake.
Push Ups.
Nigga, yeah, I'm the sixth guy, I'm the front runner. Y'all nigga manager was Charles little blunt runner. Clean a six and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash flowing, able bread out here tricking. Shit we do for bitches, he doing for niggas. Jets, whips, chains, wicked, wicked, wicked. Spinning like you tryna fuck, boy, you tripping, Drizzy Chippendale, probably got your bitch nail. I just got him done, boy, don't make me at the chipping nail. Rolling loud stage, I would turn, that was slick as hell. Shit'll probably change if it be him start to kiss and tell.
Come on. Come on.
Banger.
Come on.
Banger.
Wicked, wicked, wicked. That shit is fire. I don't know if I'm overselling it too much. This shit really got me excited, though.
No.
This shit you really do for,
shit you do for niggas, we do for bitches.
This shit we do for bitches, you do
yeah,
for
that,
niggas.
Yeah,
what
that,
the
that
fuck?
I was going to say that's my favorite
no,
part.
No, but the ad lib, though.
That's my favorite part.
Like, lightly you hear, what the fuck? Like, this shit is hilarious.
Listen, this is what we've been waiting for. This is what we've been looking for.
So, well, he this came up with been... this in what, in about three?
Like, I mean, we don't know.
He's paying attention.
Hey, we
obviously,
don't...
and this shit started how long ago?
Oh, this is years old.
I'm talking about, like, recently, though.
So, 3 weeks. But at the same time, you don't know if he had this already or not.
Right.
We're just finding out that everybody don't fuck with him. He's known for some time that niggas don't fuck with him. He's known for some times that Future got beef with him, Metro got beef with him. He knows like what his everyday life. So, we just find out about this shit when they want us to find out about this shit.
So with that being said, with those other ones that are beefing with him, it's over something different. I feel like Kendrick, Cole, and Drake thing is who's fighting for the top. With all the rest of them, like Ross and Metro and them, is over something else. What that is, we don't know yet, but it's been rumored. It's been rumored it's over a female, and then it's over some other stuff. Future wanted to do, you know, What a Time to Be Alive with him, but he chose to do it with... He chose to do another collab album with 21, and it's a lot of things. So you really don't know what it all stems from. I just know from when you talk about the big three, the dynamic duo, because you can take Cole out. It's dynamic duo now.
He got like Cole,
until,
man.
Until Kendrick responds.
Until he responds, and he also.
Fight back.
I feel like
fight back, Cole.
It doesn't have to be.
Get up.
He can't respond with just a verse. He got to drop a song.
So what I feel like, and after like we make like one or two more points about this, we're going to try to move on a little bit. There's nothing you can do with that song. You cannot make a better song than that with better disses than that for 4 minutes and have motherfuckers wanting to sing it back to back to back to back to back. You have to come with shock value. You have to say some shit about Drake that's true and we don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's why Push beat him. You hiding your son. Whoa, you got a son? Like, niggas didn't know
that. Nobody knew.
That fucked him up.
That was a
so
bad
even
show.
After him
that,
trying
that
to come back
show.
From that, it was like, you got bars, but you hid your son from us.
Yeah.
We need shock value.
I still ain't
never
seen
this,
to be honest.
So do you think this song got shock value right here?
Fish tanks and marble floors living big and bad. Niggas laugh until they hit with my official jab. Crack smoke is the exhaust from my pen and pad. Ghost writers, they get the floss, what you could have had. Record label taking a loss, are you in your bag? You a worker on the chart, don't make me laugh. Get the mind, tell by my watch, this a different time. Living fine, I'm getting high as your shit decline. Who believes he moving keys in his Louis V's? Run up on you and snatch your chain, watch you bitches bleed.
I mean,
well,
I'm shocked that he dropped it. You could have kept that shit.
No value.
You didn't move the needle for real, for real. Like, I'm not impressed, honestly. First, if we're being honest.
Hold on. We heard these songs before we recorded.
What?
I'm telling the people know.
Yeah. We've listened to them multiple times already. Like, we've been in here listening to them. So that's why we haven't played the whole thing. But in all honesty, I feel like Ross got caught up in the era we live in. We live in an era where it's a microwave world. We want shit right now. Kendrick dropped on Friday. Drake should have responded Thursday. That's why niggas was up in arms, because it took him weeks to actually respond. Ross responded in 2 hours.
That was rushed.
You could have waited.
It was rushed.
You could have waited. You could have
waited till Monday.
You could have made a better song. You could have came with better
rushed.
Verses.
Like, I feel like it was rushed.
You could have did something more than that.
I'm not mad that he did that, though.
Because of the era we live in?
Because of the era we live
in. Popcorn society.
And Ross can really rap his ass off.
Ross can't rap his ass off. But
he did rap his ass off. He rapped his ass off on that song, though.
And Ross got a
I agree. He did not rap his ass off on this song.
But that's the problem, though. Again, these are heavyweights. You got to come
heavier.
And it's kind of easy. It should be easy, girl. But
like, what?
Come on, white boy.
I mean, like I said, I'm not mad. I don't think it matches the level of what Kendrick and what Drake did.
But he in the building.
So you saying he
killed the building?
You saying he killed the vibe?
No, I'm not saying he killed the vibe.
I'll be honest with you. If Kendrick was to drop in the next 2 or 3 days, we wouldn't talk about this Raw shit ever again.
Damn.
It wouldn't be an after.
But he'd still be he'd still hold up third.
He's still
place.
Ross. Raw.
He'd still be bronze.
Ross for me is a top five rapper all the time. So I'm not trying to like.
I 100% disagree.
100%. Who can fuck with his catalog?
Ross catalog.
It's only a few. And they're they're probably the four in front of him, in my opinion.
And you talking about just rapping?
I'm talking like as far as like career, like we talking about like bars and catalogs.
Out of that era like, he came up in?
Talking about in general. Like
and making hits and all that.
I'm putting him in front of a lot of motherfuckers. Like Biggie and Pac won't be in my top five.
Kiss not in your top five?
Mm-mm. Catalog don't match Ross.
More albums.
Most of them bangers.
A couple of them misses.
That's why I said most.
Hood Billionaire.
Teflon Don.
Trilla.
Teflon Don. Teflon Don outweighs all his bad albums, yeah. It's not that many bad albums, but Teflon Don is a perfect album.
It is. We listen to that.
We listen to it all the time. It's a perfect album.
Absolutely.
His best album is on par with other niggas' best albums. That's why I think he came with this a little too fast.
I still love
We know you can do better than this. We expect better than this because we hold you to a high standard.
You could have did a little more. He got that dry than the highway rider music, man.
Like that OJ and the Bronco.
Yeah. Damn. That's a hell of a segue.
Damn, man. Rest in peace to Juice. Damn, dog.
So man, would it be like? Would it be like against the rules to take a shot? For
no.
OJ?
Hell no, man. Where's my cup at? Fucking waiting
against
on
who take a shot to
OJ?
Oh,
man. Fuck that. I'll take a shot.
That nigga rushed for 200 yards. Right?
2,000
yards.
He rushed for 200 yards in a game.
In a game.
He right. Also rushed. Never mind.
Yeah.
He rushed down the I-405. Did y'all see?
Glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Did you see the I don't know what Bruce Caitlyn
Jenner.
Yeah,
Caitlyn Jenner. What did she say? He said
good riddance.
Good riddance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess that's what she said to Bruce too.
Oh wow!
I see what you did.
Come on.
Nice. But she killed somebody.
Great play on words.
She did. No, somebody. Not allegedly. She killed somebody. Manslaughter.
OJ allegedly killed two people.
You say alleged. I say he did it.
I don't.
It's too many. I feel like
you say he did it.
100%.
Ain't do that Tom shit.
100%.
I don't watch many specials on it. He had something to do with it. More than likely, yes. Did it? No.
Why do you think he didn't do it?
Man, I watched a few specials on that. Man, the exact times of the day, how traffic could possibly be on the exact date it was. Like what's going on? Like they ran this shit down. I watched many specials. The timing don't for me. The
she
timing
got,
don't.
She got
what
stabbed
I,
though, right?
What I watched, yeah. The timing don't add up. He couldn't did it.
The black timing people. Literally adds up.
No, it don't. Not watch.
Stabbing is not a black people thing.
No.
Every
no,
he.
No.
OJ wasn't black.
You
he was OJ.
Watch, you,
yeah.
OJ wasn't. OJ wasn't
black.
He was OJ.
He was OJ.
Remember that.
You watched like many specials, like yes, I have. How many different scenarios they OJ, played out?
First of all, I watch TV and movies. OJ is one of the most polarizing people we've ever seen walk this earth. Do you think I haven't seen his Showtime documentaries, his mm-hmm. ESPN documentaries? I've watched the American Crime Story mm-hmm. 3 times.
And you still think he did it? I don't.
Everything points to him doing it.
Has something to do with it. I may play in a major role, but actually doing it? No, I don't.
So, blood on his car, blood in his car, blood on his gloves. His blood, her blood, their blood.
If the glove don't fit.
That's what I'm saying.
So, y'all haven't worn something that didn't fit before?
No. Fuck, we're outside?
Yes.
No.
Y'all niggas come from the 2000 era. Nothing fit. Nothing you put on when you was young boy fit.
Anything
you put on fit.
Anything I wore fit me.
OG didn't. I give you that. OG didn't. But nothing fit.
I think that he knew what was going on. I don't think he did it. But his wife is they're not putting out. She had a drug problem. The young guy that she was dealing with, they were dealing drugs. They were doing drugs, I should say. I think it was whoever they was copping from. And OJ was like, I'm not paying for that. Y'all fucking, so y'all deal with that.
I mean, no, honestly, none of us actually know.
I'm just being real.
Put a different spin on it.
I'm just being real.
I get that. But
and
at the same time.
Even OJ said, you know how many pills OJ take a day? To walk around? That young boy could have took him, man. That young boy could have took
what?
Him.
What? He was a waiter. OJ was juiced. You rush for 2,000 yards, you got to be a big motherfucker.
2,000 yards.
OJ wasn't the biggest dude.
2,000 yards when you wasn't born.
I get that.
Yeah, but this happened when you were born.
I know that.
So what I'm saying is,
you don't... What are the measurements on OJ? What, 6?
OJ is 6 foot.
If he's 6 foot, 200 pounds, there is not much either one of them probably could have done.
I want to say he was 6.
Have you seen? So question. Have you seen the pictures of OJ after the, when he got arrested? They took pictures of him, his shirt off, see if he had bruises, cuts, blood, or anything on his body.
He was 6'1". Yeah.
Did anybody else see those pictures?
No.
So, however old he was in 96, he was still in great shape. They couldn't do anything with him. He used to beat her constantly.
Okay.
That points to him.
When they who
why,
you,
regardless of why, he beat
they,
her.
They,
why he beat her?
Because he wanted to?
No.
If she is a trick, you married her. That's on you. You beat her, though. That's not. All right, you can't
so if he beat
that.
Her. Beating her, Kane, like he would beat her. That, all right, whatever the satisfaction got of that, which is fucked up, to go on to killing her.
You think the two are far off?
I mean,
you can beat someone to you can literally beat someone to death.
I mean, depending on what mind frame you're in.
He didn't beat her to death though; she got stabbed.
But I know he didn't. But I'm saying like he said, so beating leads to killing. You can beat someone to death. That's how close it is.
All right.
So, have you ever beat somebody up before?
No, not a female. He's not a
no, 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 not a woman.
But look, the cut,
somebody that you really wanted to
cut,
kill him.
The cut that was suffered between the two were Colombian neckties.
Okay.
You know what a Colombian necktie is?
I do know what a Colombian necktie is.
OJ ain't Colombian.
The fuck was that? I kiss with my tongue, and I'm not French.
Good play on words.
It don't make a difference.
Do you?
It don't make a difference.
I ain't never seen you French kiss a woman day in my life.
So that's weird.
I ain't never seen you fuck none either.
That's where the whole see y'all got
the fuck like nigga just say anything. Nigga say anything.
But you know.
I'm just saying.
Nobody
cares. It was a Colombian necktie. That's what they do.
And I get that.
This board guy, he on one. What he drinking?
All I'm saying, as far as OJ goes, the evidence points to him. The the lawyers who handle his case, like the state versus O.J. Simpson, did a horrible fucking job. They had everything pointed to him. He did a horrible job of cleaning his mess up. He did a horrible job of cleaning his mess up and still got off. He did it. That's why he went to jail for stealing his own shit 25 years later.
I know you watch a lot of TV and movies and all, but some of that stuff I seen, the timing just don't add up, man.
How does the timing not add up?
Like you talking about, what were they, like Private Eye? Like, what do you call the dudes that freaking, like spy on people, man? What do you call them? Private Eye. Prime investigators. They had the shit down to a T. And it was off by like, I don't remember. I watched it a while ago. It was like less than fucking maybe a minute. It was off.
It's off by less than a minute?
About the timing. Maybe it's about a minute. Matter of fact, so maybe a minute or two. I'm sorry. I ain't seen it in a while.
So what you're saying is it's off by a minute or two. So it's off by him sitting at a red light. That's how much it's off by. That's enough time for him to not do it?
That's a minute or two, yeah.
But that's enough time for him to not do it? No. He could have been at a red light. At 9 o'clock at night, how much traffic do you really
think? Excuse me, guys. I don't want to Harper in on this, but guy's dead.
Again, use words you know.
Harper.
That's a person.
Yes.
Harper. That's a person.
Harper.
That's not what you said, though.
Okay.
Use words you know.
Harper's last name.
Let the man like rest in peace.
All right, so we're going to take a shot.
We already took a shot.
No, so
we took a shot to Uncle already.
Before y'all switch on, I kind of agree with what Mr. Q said. I feel like it was political. Like, since he passed away, it was a lot of people who came out and said one of the reasons why he did get off is because of the Rodney King situation. So that it plays a political role with that whole, like, the timing of that, and then with this happening, and like, well, with the OJ thing happening, it kind of like, all right, y'all whooped on one of our black men. We gonna let this black man get off of killing one of y'all white women, and you mean like, it was a fucked up time. It was a fucked up time. Whether he did it or he didn't do it, it was political.
Well, he did it.
So. all right. I don't think he did.
He did that.
It's always up for debate. Do you think he actually died of cancer?
Do I think he died of cancer? Yeah, he was battling cancer.
I think he kept it quiet.
Think they killed him when he was 80?
Yeah, no. Nah. So what?
That's how cancer is.
So they're not looking for him now. So are you? They wanted to kill him. They would have did it years ago.
I'm saying
he ain't got no money.
The autopsy. I mean, what the report say?
They say he was battling cancer.
I know he was battling, but is that what the autopsy read?
I don't even think he.
Oh, all right. Well,
so
yeah, I didn't know that.
Clearly, a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
First, OJ didn't do it. If you feel that way, cool. But then you come right after that. Did cancer really kill him?
Oh my God.
Hey, yo.
Come on.
Yo, with politics and the government and all this funny fugazi bullshit going, do we really know?
No.
Do we really know?
What do they get out of killing OJ?
Do we really know? But what do you believe?
Ooh. We know what he believes.
No, I believe it's cancer.
I know he believes Santa Claus.
I'm saying.
You think the earth is flat?
Yeah, he comes to that chimney. Yeah, I tell you.
He be there with ass naked. I don't really like
to get into politics, but I'm going to go there, and y'all know where I'm going. It's no different than when the great President Obama ran. They ran this man through a super ringer. Mm-hmm. His family, his father, his mother, his wife, his kids.
Birth certificate.
His birth certificate, his this, his that, on and on and on. But here we go, this red motherfucker. He done raped. He done robbed. He done.
Grabbed him by the pussy.
Grabbed by the pussy.
Now that interviewer got fired for that. He didn't say shit. He got fired for that. And on, his taxes. He wouldn't let blacks in his building. On and on and on and on and on and on and on.
And they still
allowing him to run for president. Man, I'm done with the government. And you know what is doing?
He got so many charges, man. I was keeping up with shit for a while. I done lost count.
You know what it's all doing? It's just making our government weak. And you know.
know who's checking it out?
China.
China has 384 million miles of property in the United States. All the medical companies they own. Think about it. That's all I'm gonna say.
You should have dropped the mic on that one.
So OJ is a small ticket. So OJ, just like R. Kelly, we can go with R. Kelly.
Oh shit.
Damn.
Yeah. Hey,
So again, if OJ is a small ticket, what use do they have to kill him?
None.
Pointless. I mean, so you think it's 100? I mean,
he died. He had cancer. He killed his wife 30 years ago.
What was my position? 98.98.
He got put in jail.
Oh, with
I ain't know he went to jail.
He got away with it. Yeah. He's saying he got away with it. If he even did it, he got away with it. And that's how the other half works. The other half, like, oh no. Same with Bill Cosby.
Oh. Shit, Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. You know why they did Bill Cosby like that? Because he was going to buy
NBC. Yep.
Cash.
I heard that.
Damn, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Yes. I heard that years ago.
What they do? They killed his son.
Yeah.
We ain't going to go in there, but I'm sorry. Go ahead, y'all. I'm just double OG.
I don't want you to get too far ahead in life, I see. Can't get but so far. Yeah, I was about to say something else, but go ahead. I was about to say something else.
Go ahead.
8:55.
No.
When you have a certain skin tone, hey.
when
you come from a certain.
Say
I don't want to say it, man. You're black.
That's what it is. Like, we are treated differently. That's not a.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely, we are.
Yeah, but I love every minute of it. Let's take a shot to having melanin.
Oh. Melanin.
Some of us.
Even though I'm the lightest motherfucker here. Melanin. Shot o'clock.
See, all he wanted to do was melanin.
That's kind of crazy.
I ain't fucking with y'all no more, yo.
That's kind of crazy.
No, I'm not crazy to each
other. He said he wanted melanin.
That's
all right, next topic.
No one said you said it.
The fuck? Next topic.
Dirt got a hand on hand job. We got to do.
What the fuck?
So we gotta hurry up.
I'm
going to
pause this right here.
Yeah, so we're going to switch. No, I'm sorry. Fuck it. Because you was about to lead us in.
Nigga, you was already going. Go ahead.
Because Dang was about to go. Well, Pootie's about to go into the NBA playoffs. I was going to speak on the Sixers. I just got one thing to say. We're running to Boston, which I don't think we will. First round, we definitely won't. Second round, who knows. But I think the Sixers, honestly, are going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. And they'll lose to the Boston Celtics. I really think this is the year we're going to get that far and then get knocked out by the Boston Celtics.
I'm sorry. Provided Embiid can get back to that level that he was playing
MVP
before he got injured, we will make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I love the way Nick Nurse is trying to figure out on the fly, because on the fly – he didn't have Embiid, you know, was missing. Max is missing. I was talking to like Pootie the other day. I was like, damn, he got Paul and Embiid out there. He's trying to figure this thing out. He's doing the best he can with what he got to work with on the fly with the guys being injured. He's trying to figure out the master plan. Like, unlike Doc Rivers, who's like a motivator in defense and all that, this is X's and O's guy. Nurse, shout out to Nick Nurse. He's trying to figure this shit out, man. Shout out to Kyle Lowry being here. Like, I really think, like, I believe next year's our year, but this year we definitely going to make it interesting. We'll be in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's the cap we got to say about that.
Against who? Not Boston.
We'll lose to Boston. Boston's going to be there.
We're going to lose to Boston.
I'm not going to take a bunch of time. I just want to speak on that. I just want to speak on my Philadelphia 76ers real quick. You know what I mean? I ain't going to speak on it. We can get into the rest of the playoffs, but I just felt the door. I just had to get it off my chest real quick.
Okay. I like the Knicks. And I'm mad that my man JR not coming back.
Oh, man.
Who's JR?
You know who he is.
You know who JR is.
I don't know
who JR is. Not Ryder.
No.
He don't play no more. What? I'm just saying. He been gay. Wait.
Are you serious?
No, because RZ starting. I'm just fucking with it. It was like.
Okay, all right.
Because he really started learning some names because he's been gambling.
Before you go, like, I really thought you were serious.
No, he really been learning names. Gambling.
No, I get you. But when you said J.R. Ryder, I really thought you were serious.
I was going to leave. That's because I watched the great highlights. Shout out to AI. You know what I mean? So he made it over there. You know what I mean? Hall of Fame. Well, he been in the Hall of Fame.
That little ass trophy.
I ain't gonna speak on that, man. Like, it's explain
what you explained to me.
Like, because on, it made sense when Pootie explained over there in Camden, right? The practice facility. So I didn't know.
Let's bring it back though. He was talking about the Knicks. Let's bring it back, and then we can talk about that before.
So you want to speak on that? Because I don't want to play them.
No, I don't want to play him, but I think the Knicks is
because
going to go.
Brunson bothers Maxey too much to me. He bothers him too much. I ain't saying takes him complete last game. He bothers the shit, and that Maxey, that's our 1-2 punch. To me, I don't want to play him for the simple fact of that's one player in this league who I've seen actually bother the shit out of Maxey, Brunson.
But the Knicks are a fire team. Like they
I don't
are,
think they're.
You don't think so?
You know what? Here's what I think.
They play
bad. Tom Thibodeau. He plays
his players too long.
They get gassed out in the playoffs. You got. Listen, I watched the game too. I don't talk about it much. He plays them too long. During the regular season, they get gassed out when it's 20 time. So.
Yeah, we watched. But they know us. DiVincenzo the other day play up 30. He still was playing the fourth quarter.
He played hard, freaking. 40 minutes, like, a bunch of times. He plays the starters a lot. Like, he plays them a bunch of minutes. But I still wouldn't want to play them because of the simple fact of that matchup right there, Jalen Brunson, he don't own Maxey, but he bothers him too fucking much for me. We need Maxey to be as effective as he possibly can be in this tournament for us to get anywhere. And he got that heart. He got that passion. He got the desire. Like, he has no fear, but that's one ball who I was like, when it come down to it, you know, and B's off, Max ain't going to be on because of that dude. You know what I mean? Shout out to Villanova. You know what I mean? I like Jalen Brunson. I'm a Villanova Wildcat fan, but there's this. Oh, and Josh Hart, but he don't bother Maxey. You know what I mean? Josh cool.
Why would Embiid be off?
We don't know if he's going to be off on.
But I'm saying, like, why would he be off? He hasn't been off for a long time.
Do
they have anybody to neutralize Embiid?
No.
I feel like we're putting too much, like Jalen Brunson, great player. I love watching him. But if we're being honest, the Knicks play horrible basketball. They wait for him to make a play. If he gets them
is
when they're open.
Is that what he's doing with AI all them years?
We play horrible basketball. You wait for him to make a play.
We made it to the fucking chip.
You think the Knicks play horrible basketball?
I've watched the Knicks. A lot because they play on TV a lot.
I need more.
The Knicks are horrible.
I can say he said that all season.
Jalen Brunson is probably like one of my favorite. He's probably like a top five player, like for me. Like
I was not like
to watch. But as far as like basketball, like them playing basketball as a team, I've seen 13 straight possessions where Jalen Brunson takes a shot. Julius Randle takes the shot. Jalen Brunson takes
the
shot.
Right there.
Randle takes the shot. They go back and forth. They don't look for anybody else. They don't get anybody else involved. And then they play 45-plus minutes a game.
I think
the Knicks don't stand a chance.
The best thing that happened to the Knicks was Jalen Brunson Julius Randle going out.
No.
I'll say the best thing that happened to them was getting OG Anunoby. But he's been hurt. And that's who the Sixers were actually looking for.
No, I'm saying, but if Julius Randle is still an active player, I don't think they'd have been this far.
I disagree. The last two times we played the Knicks, they smoked us. Well, not two times, because the last game we played them, it was like 79
to
73.
Yeah, it was like 76 to like 80, 90 something.
I look at that game as like it was an off day.
But Randall's been out since before fucking Thanksgiving.
So niggas think. In the playoffs, niggas think Brunson gonna take a team out because it's Brunson. It's not necessarily the Knicks.
It's Brunson.
Them niggas hit shots. Them niggas make good plays.
Yeah.
I think he can.
Is Brunson going can take a team? He's not.
Is Brunson carrying? And then those other guys getting open shots.
They getting open shots.
Remember, Dirk, you know I watch my Sixers. Mm-hmm. I they break my heart every year.
Right.
If it's one thing you know about the Sixers for the last – since Brett Brown's been here, we are horrible at defending what?
Shit, a lot of different shit if we're being honest. But the guard position is never –
not even just the guard position.
But like,
we are terrible at defending the perimeter. We cannot stop the three-point shoot.
It's very true.
The Knicks shoot the three-point better than what we ever imagined.
Nigga, move the fuck out of the way.
We cannot.
Damn, you just standing there.
Look how many three-point shooters they got on their team, though.
That's what I'm saying. We don't defend the three-point
so
good at all.
We don't, but we feel like.
And that's been like that since Brent Brown.
But do we feel like in the playoffs, Brunson is still like, because Quentin Grimes not going to kill us. DiVincenzo not going to kill us.
Yes, he is.
Josh
yes,
Hart. No. Josh Hart, they might score. They might have a – they're going to make some good plays. They're not going to kill us, though. And B will be too – have his imprint on the game too much for them to kill us. Maxey. Will have his game, his imprint on the game too much for them to kill us. Will they be effective? Of course. But the Knicks don't play good basketball, and that's what you need in the playoffs.
But the
that's
Knicks all, score.
That's, but that's always no. You need good basketball.
You knew
not when you're
in the playoffs.
Not when you score
in the playoffs.
Yes,
you
do.
Need good basketball.
Score.
You need strategic basketball.
So wait. So you
is
think
Tom Thibodeau a good coach or not?
Yes.
I think so. That's solid.
They're going to run and score.
Has running and scoring ever won a championship?
No. Well,
yes. No, it hasn't. Whoever was running and scoring was also top three in defense that year.
Okay, so I was about to say
running and scoring doesn't win you championships.
Golden
State was one of the best defensive teams in the league.
They still ran
Cleveland
and scored.
But they were one of the best defensive teams in the league. That's what we're talking about. You have to play defense to win.
It's a fact.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
It's a fact.
Yeah, I watched the Sixers. They
still ran a score though. They played defense, no. So you knew what you were doing there. All right,
what was the point differential for those games then? If it's +10, they're playing great defense. So you're running and scoring and scoring. Like I think back then they were averaging 112. That was like the league. Like they was at the top of the league. It's like 122 now. Like I think the Pacers averaged 122 now.
Yeah.
So maybe 10 years ago it was 112 points.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But they were number one in defensive efficiency. That's what did it for them. They put up a lot of points, but if you don't play defense, you're not going to win. You know who showed you that? Phoenix.
Yeah.
They had one of the most – they had talent every fucking year. And every time D'Antoni got to the playoffs, that run and gun shit don't mean nothing.
That seven-second offense.
Playoffs slow down a lot. He's not going to be able to do that shit by himself. Them niggas gonna have to be good the entire series.
Yeah.
And so was Tobias.
It's a bum ass.
We haven't brought Tobias up. We're not talking about Tobias. Though.
I'm not.
It's niggas in front of Tobias.
I'm not. I'm
Kelly
not.
Oubre's gonna play better than him. Buddy Hield's gonna play better than him. Kyle Lowry will probably play better than him. If Tobias gives us a good game.
Campaign will probably be better
than him. If Tobias
you bring
gives
my
us
man
a
good game. You don't even like campaign.
I don't.
But
I don't.
That's my man.
I don't.
Cam, ugly
but
shot.
We're saying,
hey,
but
Cam
we're saying.
Face, ugly
but
shot.
We're saying we're not relying on Cam Tobias right. to help us win. If he gives us a great game, it's a blowout.
Yes, it
if
is.
If he doesn't, we can still win, though.
Tobias played great last year in the playoffs.
Okay.
But we lost.
But
but he did his thing last year.
What point did that make?
None.
Why can't he do it again this year?
Hold on.
No one said he can't. I said we're not relying on
Stop
him to be
down
great.
Down my inconsistent light-skinned brother. At least I said he's inconsistent. But he's good when he want to be. Excuse me.
So if we had a chance to get rid of him, would you rather keep him or go get DeMar DeRozan?
You gotta give him DeMar. DeMar.
Of course.
But see, here's the thing.
Of course.
Here's the thing.
You know DeMar's game is gonna stay consistent.
Well, we getting Paul George
next
year.
If somebody offered draft,
No.
If somebody offered draft picks, I'm getting rid of Tobias. We paying him way too much fucking money to be consistent.
If he was as aggressive as he did, this is the player we thought we was getting.
I know what you're about to say.
Kelly Oubre with the aggression from like when fucking Jesus Christ, Tobias in Detroit and all that. What do you think we'd be?
Like
he's inconsistent.
We know that.
We humans are inconsistent.
That's why you bought him up. Because he's inconsistent.
I did.
And mind you, anybody who talks basketball with me will tell you, I've gone to bat for Tobias.
Yep.
I've always said if he can have the ball and dribble and make his own shots, he will be good. Ooh. Wait. I'll let you talk.
I'm next.
I've said if he has the ball in his hand and can dribble and make his own play because he's a shot creator for himself, mm-hmm. he'll play a lot better. He's a standstill shooter now. That's why he doesn't play as well most times.
Keep talking.
At the same time, because he doesn't get those opportunities as much, he's going to be inconsistent. And we're paying him however many million dollars to be inconsistent. That's why we're not relying on him to do well for us. But if he does, it's a plus.
So, here's how you solve that problem. I don't give a fuck if y'all agree with me or not. Bring him off the bench.
He off the bench already, ain't he?
No, he starts. He starts.
This is how you can potentially win a championship. He main man on second team. Bring him off the bench.
This is the issue.
Bring him off the bench.
This is the issue, in my opinion. This is why I don't think that will work.
I really do. I really think it will work.
Just give me a second. Again, I've gone to bat for Tobias because I believe if he can create, he'll be a better player. Mm-hmm. He has that opportunity pretty often because we deal with injuries mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. So what's the point of putting faith in him if you get the ball and you can't do it? So bringing him off the bench
does work for him. He can do it. He's shown he can do it.
But, like, you're relying on him to do it.
You're relying on inconsistency, but go ahead. You don't know what you're going to get. But I believe
bringing him
off the bench, letting him be lead dog off the bench, I think that's going to make us.
But this
ain't
is what
be
I'm
Boston,
saying.
But
this is what I'm saying. He's been lead dog, and he's inconsistent.
But he needs like a head start with the first team. Then bring him off.
What?
Let the first team go on up. He's not a starter.
He is a starter.
He shouldn't be a starter on this team.
Why shouldn't he? Why shouldn't he?
We're paying him $80-something million. He should definitely be a starter.
He needs the ball in his hand more often than not.
We know that. Yeah,
that's major.
No diddy. But we know that. But what we're saying is he's had the opportunity more than 100 times since he's been here.
We can
account for maybe one like outstanding season. He's given us a couple good seasons, but outside of that, he's extremely inconsistent.
His body of work is not there.
Would
you be pissed off, annoyed, aggravated if what I just told you happens in the playoffs?
Pissed off that he plays well?
No. If he gets brought off the bench.
Would I be pissed off?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be pissed off at all.
That's what I'm saying. So
like
my
you pay him too much to not.
You have
that.
To be willing to accept that too. After being a starter for as many years as he's been a starter, you have to be willing to accept that. And then you're making that drastic change, in the playoffs. We playing for championships. But what team makes
the sensible thing is six man.
Listen,
playoffs.
Andre, listen. What championship team makes a drastic change like that in the playoffs?
Somebody who don't want to win.
He's been starting his whole career, and he's been starting his whole year. Whether he's been inconsistent or not, you can't just tell him, yo, come off the bench in the playoffs.
Is Nick Nurse a good coach?
I think he's a good coach.
Okay. X's and O's guy, what'd you say?
I think he's a good coach.
Won a championship?
Yes.
Bring them in a fucking bench then.
No.
Bring him off the bench. Don't be surprised if he does it.
Dre, Cat, I need to ask you a question because you said all these things. Now I need to respond to that. Nick Nurse, yes, he's won a championship. Who did he win that championship against?
Against?
Who did he win that championship against?
Fuck. Was that Golden State?
Yes, it was Golden State. Yeah. Who was on that Golden State team?
Yeah, I got a better question.
All-star monsters.
No, I got a better question. Who played?
Who? There you go. Who played?
For Golden State?
Yeah.
Kevin Durant.
No. Let him answer. Let him answer.
Do you want to know all the players?
No. Name the starting five. And every, like, who was their starting five going into every game that year? In the championship series.
Three.
Mm-hmm. Who the three?
The four.
You Green, yeah. Durant, mm-hmm. Curry, right. Fucking my light skinned brother.
Clay.
Clay.
And then
you know what's the Wiggins?
Five doesn't matter. Want to know why? Because Durant popped his Achilles.
He popped his Achilles.
Klay Thompson
tore his ACL.
Tore his ACL in that series. So who did Nick Nurse beat? Stephen Curry, who all time is not great in the finals. He's not great in the finals. So he beat Stephen Curry and Draymond Green? Come on.
Hey, your ass want to discredit people.
No, it's not discredited.
That's what happened.
It's exactly what happened.
That's what happened.
If the Rams won the Super Bowl, right?
Not to change the subject. But it's exactly what you say when it comes to the Eagle guys. They got lucky. Toronto got lucky. We say every year as Sixer fans, we were supposed to win that year. We had Jimmy. We had, as much as we talk about him, we had Ben Simmons. We had Embiid. We had Tobias. We had a team that year. We lost by a lucky shot. We lost by a lucky shot.
Would you say that
Toronto team was world beaters?
Huh?
Horrible.
Was that Toronto team world beaters?
No, that's what I'm saying. No, they weren't. So don't. We're not going to say Nick Nurse
was Golden State previously crowned champions before that, like in recent time.
Did you not just hear what we told you? Them niggas didn't play.
I get what you're saying.
So what?
What point are you trying to make?
Yeah, they
know how to fucking win.
Huh? Who know how to win?
So they beat a damn good fucking team. But I mean, yeah, two.
They didn't.
They didn't beat They beat Stephen Curry. They beat an injured team.
And what is he? A Hall of Famer.
They beat an injured.
So
the fuck is going on?
Hall of Famer, right?
They beat an injured team, Dre.
Okay, so what? Look at the 2001 Sixers. They weren't injured. We just had AI and the Bad Boys. Like, what the fuck?
That doesn't compare.
No, it does. Because AI was doing the shit by himself, and he lost. Steph was doing the shit by himself, and he lost. That's what we're telling you.
All right, I was looking at it from the Lakers.
You had a two-man team. The most dominant player. And one of the
most dominant.
Wait.
The
Shaq?
Who had a two-man team?
Fucking Shaq and Kobe.
Oh, okay.
No, he didn't. That team was loaded.
But wait, like Derek Fisher.
That team was loaded.
You're not going to tell me they had a loaded team because of Derek Fisher.
That's a good team.
They had dudes, if Yeoman, they could shoot. They had dudes that, like, they weren't a loaded fucking team.
Do you know what a loaded team is?
Yeah, fucking Durant, Steph, and fucking and Curry. I mean, and Klay Thompson.
So the Lakers, we're getting off topic, but I need you to answer this question. So the Lakers, when they did that three-peat, they weren't loaded?
Loaded?
Better question.
What do you need in today's game to win the championship, typically?
So a question, can I ask a question?
What do you need? You need two or three?
I have a great question.
The game has changed, but yeah.
Dre. So
you needed two back then.
The Lakers won how many in a row?
Three.
They won three in a row, right?
That's because of fucking.
Just wait for a second.
Portland Trail is up by 15.
You're saying the Lakers weren't loaded. Are you saying they weren't loaded compared to the teams we have today?
Loaded outside of Kobe and Shaq.
Answer the question I'm asking you. Are you saying they weren't loaded compared to the teams that we have today? Because 20 years ago, the Lakers are loaded. You got Shaq and Kobe. Just with them, you're loaded. That's 30 points a game from both players. You're loaded. And then they add a Derek Fisher.
Robert Horry, who has won games for them.
Robert Horry, who has won games for them. Derek Fisher, who has won games for them.
But what is he? He's Big Shot Rob for a reason. He makes big shot and clutch moments.
I don't understand what point you're trying to make.
How are they loaded?
Are you understanding what you're saying?
Right, so what I'm saying is, outside of Shaq and Kobe, where are they loaded at?
Regardless,
they
have a complete
they
team.
They had a bunch of players that play extremely well.
They have a
Shaq
all
of
team.
Their skill set.
Shaq and Kobe make you loaded.
Are you going to go out there and hit clutch shots?
No, that's why Derek Fisher is good. The fuck? Shaq and Kobe
Yo,
make you loaded in 2000. That's what the NBA
back in the
was.
Day, they,
that's
think,
what loaded
they
was.
Had, they had it, but hey.
And if we're being
like,
honest, we're only adding one more player for you to say they're loaded today.
They were a complete team. They were loaded.
So
they
who
didn't, they didn't miss on anything.
So
they
who
played
else?
Defense. They scored. They had good coaching. There were no flaws with that team. That's why they won three in a row.
So the initial question
loaded.
I was going.
Loaded. Yes. Outside of Shaq and Kobe.
Name a team that was better than them in them 3 years.
Who else
hey,
was loaded?
Shaq and Kobe.
Who
so
else was loaded?
Nobody else going to be better than them.
Then what the fuck
but
are we arguing
loaded,
about?
Loaded off of skill set loaded. They did what they did.
They had it all. What are you not understanding?
Listen, the rest of them guys, how many of them made the Hall of Fame besides shit?
You keep talking about Hall of Fame.
Loaded.
I'm talking about a loaded championship team. 3 years in a row. They
so
won.
Okay. So we're loaded.
Fuck what? No.
No, we're not.
We're
loaded.
What?
We got a B. We got Maxie.
That's a two-man fucking team.
We got a bunch of
dummy.
Shooters around us.
Woo!
Hill.
He's wow.
Well, we got Tobias.
Look up
we're
Buddy.
Loaded.
Look up Buddy Hill 3-point percentage.
We're loaded.
He's like 5 for 18.
We're loaded outside of them too.
Man juice. So wait. So jizz.
Look it up. What is it?
No. I was just informed.
Go ahead.
I was just informed. It might be a good time for us to wrap it up. We've been talking for a long time. We don't have no more. We don't have that much more tape. I'm happy we not on camera.
He's got that stupid ass DX shit.
So we appreciate y'all for listening. We've covered Drake.
Yeah,
we covered Cole. We've covered OJ. We covered the NBA playoffs. It's been a good time. My God. As we're leaving, we're going to take a shot.
Yes.
I don't know what chops
is
going to take you out
Indy
on.
Indy face. Go Sixers.
But I want y'all to always remember, some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield.
Sometimes you're fat and stumpy like the man that's just talking.
Dang. What the hell?
Are you like, you stay on my dick for what? Like,
all right. I love you, Dirt.
I'll get it.
I love you, Dirt. That's my guy. That's what I talk. If I don't talk about you, I don't love you. That's as simple as
Triple OG.
Yeah, but go ahead, Dirt. Go ahead.
Triple OG, triple OG. Appreciate you guys inviting me.
Shout out to Mr. Q. Hell
Hello.
Yeah.
Come back
Hell
anytime.
Yeah. Hell yeah. We back. Need the whole locks to help out. It's just me. I don't need the rock to help out. I can tell why style say the ghost of the shit. I can tell in your style you write most of your shit. You ain't wine, nigga, most of you bitch. Got me pissed. Can't put your dick in the dirt. Bunch of pussy, so I'ma fuck you when I'm lifting your skirt. We can spit it or gun it out. 4/5 and run it out. Tell me, nigga, how you run a route. You still living in the basement of your mother house. I tried to have a little patience, but it's running out. Probably need blood in your mouth. Knock your brains out. Let the doc remind you what a thug is about. And I'm talking to Jada and any of y'all motherfucking hater who like you want to put down paper. Tell me, meet me at any arena. Bring this-